Welcome to the Sunday Sessions. I'm Andy.
I'm Danny.
Now, I'm sure most of you would have noticed last week we didn't put one out. That's Danny's fault.
Fuck.
Because we did a podcast and Aaron, which technically Aaron and Danny's fault, because Aaron was ill and had to go. No, where were you? His missus, his missus wasn't very well, so he had to go off. So Danny had one simple job, and to press one button, which was record, and we sat here and we spoke, and he hadn't done it properly. So unfortunately, we missed last week. We weren't going to address it, but I thought, Danny says I'm in hungover Andy mode, which I'm not actually hungover, and I'm just winding people up, so I thought we'd start with that one. So anyway, welcome. Sorry we missed it last week. It was Danny's fault. But we will move on and forgive him, I'm sure. Danny... Hello. How did you manage that? No. What have you been up to?
Well, it's a bit of a weird one for me, mate. I mean, the rivers have closed now. I mean, that was over a week ago. So I've been putting in a bit of effort.
15th?
Yeah. 15th, yeah. Close of the 15th, yeah. So
you fished till midnight?
Yeah, on the 14th, yeah. So it landed on a weekend. It was one of those, luckily because the weather's been so good, we haven't had all loads of flooding, so I've been able to put in a bit of a campaign this winter on the pike and stuff like that. And I literally, on the day before the last day, I was like, school running out a couple hours. I went down to the river and yeah, it was a banger. I found some nice perch. Actually, we've got something up on Instagram, we'll show you in a minute, but I was actually perch fishing in this little pool and the light was shining across the pool. It's quite a nice little cut.
Is it true as where?
No. One of the club waters and I cast the lure out across this pool. I couldn't see properly. There's like a mud bar in the middle and I got my perch combo, 6-pound line, a little finesse rod, and the rod goes fucking ooping over and a fucking great big pike sitting in behind the mud. I didn't see it at all, but it's just so quick. Luckily, caught it in the scissors and ended up being like the third biggest pike I'd had the season. So I ended the season.
It
was just over 23, you know? So
nice fish.
Yeah, it's on Instagram, Aaron, if you want to pull it up.
So, yeah. Look, it's like we've got prepared, ready to go.
Oh, look at that little one we made earlier. So yeah, caught wild perch fishing, like, you know. So that was like 2 days before the end of the season.
Is that classed as a fluke?
Pure skill by the angler, because I'm a big deal, aren't I?
Right, okay.
It's just actually I'd written pike off because it was getting warmer, that they're spawning. I haven't been targeting them at all. So to end the season off with a nice bonus fish. I was like, caught on a little perch shad. You can see a little dark sleeper in its corner there. Hooked perfectly. Yeah, spot on. So that actually was a nice little buzz at the end of the season. So, happy with that.
Do you think that one spawned?
No, it was definitely egg bound. There was definitely some eggs in it, you know. So they were probably in there getting ready to spawn.
Right, okay.
She was a chunk.
Yeah, because I saw some videos recently of some of them starting
it. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. There's
someone's Instagram feed somewhere. It was quite enjoyable.
So actually, yeah, not bad. I mean, I wasn't expecting to catch another pike this year, or at least targeting the pike. So to get...
What's the biggest you've had?
This year? Yeah, 25.2 is the biggest I've had this year. So
you've had 25. 3 over 20?
No, I've 6 over 20 this winter.
6 over 20.
All from the river on lures as well, so... Which ain't bad.
How big do they go in there?
The biggest I've personally weighed for a friend, Ben, was just over 27.
Okay.
I've had them to 26, you know, so... And there's a couple, there's a real big pug nose that's got a real big squat top lip that I see occasionally, which is a real big fish.
30 plus.
No, it's probably not 30, but it's that upper end of the 20s, you know.
Oh, okay. So
it has done 30s over the years, but I mean, those days are long gone, angling pressure and water quality and whatnot. But it doesn't matter what you say. The Exe is the final river west in the country where coarse fish are found naturally. So any coarse fish west of Exeter are stocked in like lakes and ponds or there, not naturally, whereas the Exe is the last fishery. So there's only a handful of areas where you can like actually legitimately target these big perch, big pike and carp on
legit wild fish.
And the X is the final like frontier of it. So I'm very blessed, you know. I mean, as you know, you mentioned Trues already. I do have access to some sort of private stuff, but this was a day ticket venue that I caught this at. So very blessed.
And I'm part of the Exeter District.
Yeah, Exeter District Angling Association. Yeah.
So that's just on the normal ticket. Yeah. You can fish the canal. You can
10
fish
quid
this.
A day. You can rock up that, and you can also catch these.
Oh,
sort
so
of
it's
fish.
Day ticket as well if you
want
it.
Yeah, if you want
Where'd
to.
Where'd you get your ticket from?
Exeter District Association. I think it's exeterdistrict.co.uk. You know,
go online.
Yeah, membership on there, and it goes through to your phone as a Clubmate app, and you can just hold all your tickets on there. I think Newton Abbott do Club Mate, you know, so you can have like Taunton ticket.
Oh, no, I'm banned.
Well, say no more. Yeah, but yeah, that's a cool bonus. I'm happy with that. Was unexpected catch, wasn't planned at all, but it's my favourite fish to catch in rivers and nailed a nice big one. And also it was an unknown fish to me, so it's a new 20 plus for me. That's cool, you know. So.
What's the best perch you've had?
At the river, it's just over £4, £4.1.
This season?
No, not this season. No, I've cost £2.5, you know, Benny. Right, okay. But I don't, I said it on a post on Facebook the other day, perch fishing isn't, don't get me wrong, I do like perch fishing, but I'm not one of those that gets really twisted about it. I don't lose out hours upon hours like I do with, say, the bass on perch, because they're either there or they're not, and I just...
Where do they go?
I give it a take. I mean, they stay in the same system, it's just I don't have, like, the love for the perch fishing like I do... big lure fishing for pike or out on the bass or fly fishing for pike or fly fishing for bass, which get my juices going, you know? Whereas if the perch are there and I know they're feeding, I'll quite often go down and I'll get them, but it's be kind of like very sporadic. I'll keep my ears to the ground. If I know it's going to happen, I'll go down. You won't find me through September, October, every morning down there early hours trying to catch a perch. Just, I'd rather be bass fishing, you know? So.
Do you ever use the creature?
Yes.
Creature baits.
Yeah, it's one of my
creature baits, creature crawls.
Yeah, crawl baits, creature baits. Yeah, that's one of my favourite ways to catch them. On a Cheb rig or Texas. Yeah, great fun. If you go, Aaron, and you've already got it up, but if you go on to a bit of a shout out on this subject, exactly, it's a great ring way. It's a really good friend of mine, Chris Lowe.
There's some nice perch.
An absolute fucking animal. If you
Where's
just,
that, do you reckon?
River Severn.
On top of the Severn somewhere. Where's he based?
That's Glyn. Well, Chris is based, that's Chris. Chris is based near Tamworth. But he travels down to like the middle Severn near Tewkesbury. We've got a friend of ours, Tim, that's got a boat company there, Severn Expeditions, that we might be able to link up in the description. But yeah, Chris is one of my bestest friends and known him for a long, long time. An ex-Team Shimano guy. Me and Chris go way back. He's probably one of my bestest friends. First person in the world to meet my daughter, Florence, like one of my ride or dies. Just one of those guys that I always said, if there was a fucking puddle, he'd catch a fish in it. You know, he's just those, desperately wants to come and catch tuna. Photographer as well, a badass photographer. But he would love to catch tuna.
Yeah, we can make that happen.
So, but yeah, all those big perch you just saw on there. If you go back a bit, Aaron, they're all, there's a wrasse from the other day, but if you just keep scrolling, I mean, these are all perch that he's caught this winter. Just an insane amount of 4 pound plus perch.
All on lures.
All on lures, yeah. Yeah, he's a machine. So that one to check out, Chris Lurfish or whatever it, I think it is. Chris underscore Lurfish. Genuinely one of the nicest guys you meet. An absolute assassin on the lures.
You can tell that woman's from a such stretch he doesn't want people to know about.
Of course, mate. Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of it, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's it. So that's the river season. Chris is passionate about the rivers. He will now also now, you see there's some wrasse in there and we do a lot of bassing. So now as the season progresses, same as me, we'll now move kind of almost only salt. Chris will come down. Chris stays at mine, just helps himself. Really good friends with my daughter. He's one of my ride or dies, you know, and we go in and comes down and we do a lot of fishing together. So looking forward to it. Now the season's picking up, you'll see Chris down a lot more. And he is going to be a guest on the podcast when we can tie it in of an evening that he can come in. So
get him down for tuna. Because
he is the bollocks, you know. So he'll make a really good episode because there's a long history of UK fishing in there from fly fishing. He fished for Team England.
What's JDM? JDM Nut. In that
That's Japanese lure, Japanese domestic market. So all the lures that we use is all JDM gear, you know, fancy, like the Zanac stuff and all the Shimano stuff that he uses is all Japanese import, all the like the highest quality stuff, you know.
Right,
like,
okay.
The Stellas, he uses Stellas and Vanquishers, Adrenas, yeah, only the highest end stuff, you know. So.
Man, that's to me, own art. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy, like, sir. But yeah, that's me, really. I mean, just looking forward now to the bass fishing. I've been keeping my ears down. I like to do a little bit of walking on my local venues and keep an eye on it. There's no mullet showing the numbers in the river yet, but that's my sign locally where I like to do a fair bit of bassing on the crawl baits.
Once the mullet come in.
Once those mullet come in, I know the bass are right in behind them.
Do you ever have the mullet on the crawl baits?
No, I've caught them on metals. I've caught them on top waters. I do a fair bit of fly fishing for them. It's the fin lips are the ones that you'll get on the lures.
Great.
And yeah, fin lip grade. And they're fucking awesome fun. They go top like stink. Eaters. Go like stink, you know. So I enjoy that. So I'm just, at the minute, I'm just doing those couple walks a week, just kind of keep my eye on the estuary, some of the creeks, just waiting. And obviously I work in the tackle shop a couple of days a week, so I get to hear what's coming out locally. The second I hear things spicing up a bit, so rather than travelling down to like Kingsbridge Way and down to Plymouth Way, I can stay literally 20 minutes from my door and there's some really good fishing when it switches on.
So. I knew it switched off a bit because Tricky hasn't been very active.
Yeah. Hardly anything coming out of the minute.
If Tricky's only doing a post, a post here or a post there, you know the fishing's tricky at the moment. Yeah.
He's been poorly as well. He's had all sorts of going on, you know, so
was he
went from being like 5 days a week to hardly fishing through health. I mean, we've all had this fucking virus that's doing
it. I haven't.
I've still got this bastard cough. We nearly killed Aaron off, and it's
Oh, was it you that gave it to him?
No, well, I think so. I mean, well, no, you two laughed at me for being poorly, then he was then poorly, so
and I still haven't been poorly because I don't get poorly.
No, But yeah, that's about it, really, mate. Looking forward to the salt, and I'm desperately looking forward to the salt now, you know?
So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I need to go out and do some fishing, to be honest. I haven't hardly done anything. So, it's been terrible.
I mean, I've heard down the grapevine some little bit of news from your camp, Mr. Bolt. So tell me a little bit about what's going on with you at the minute.
So there is a little bit of news. I was, after we did the Big One show, I was having some, obviously we had quite a few people up there. We had Smart Fish, we had Big John, we had the McKells, the Squidworths up there. They are obviously
such all lovely guys.
Amazing, amazing people. They are obviously all teams, the Suzuki fishing team. And after that event, Will reached out to me and asked me, would I like to join the Suzuki fishing team? Of which, thank you very much, of which it caught me on the hop a little bit. There was not, I'm very honoured to have been asked. It's a massive opportunity. I don't class myself as that sort of angler, though. As I've said it many, many times, I'm a bit of a one-trick pony on the tuna. Will was having words in my ear and just said, you've got to knock some of that on the head, mate. There's a reason why we want you to come on board.
No. Just about to say that, mate. Don't
I look at the guys in that team and there's like Luke McHale, just legit boat angler, you know, catches everything. He's always off doing something. And I'm like, I feel like I'm going, not have to up my game, but to be in with people like that is a massive honour. Yeah. So yeah, I have joined the Suzuki fishing team.
Nice one, mate.
Thank you very much.
I have seen snippets of the branding that's going to happen. Keep your eyes peeled because it is fucking class.
There is some branding that's going to be coming up. So a lot of the, what you will see all over the website moving forward from Tuna Gear is going to be Tuna Gear powered by Suzuki, the podcast. I haven't worked out how we're going to balance it out yet because we do stuff with
Extra Tough.
Obviously, we do stuff with Mustang Survival as well. So I'm probably going to divvy it up a little bit and probably the Sunday sessions we'll keep for Extra Tough. And then the main podcast, it'll be Tuna Gear Podcast powered by Suzuki.
Yeah.
It's a huge opportunity. They're a global brand.
Yeah, man.
And The thing that really excites me is the Clean Ocean project.
Yeah,
so I've got a pair of the 140s coming for my boat, which has got the microplastic filters in there. The boat came out the water. We took it down on Sunday. Me and Dave Mordecai took it down Sunday. We thought, oh, we'll have a little fish coming through Start Point. I've got the video on my phone. It was gnarly. We come out of Dartmouth and Dave went into that. He goes into, let's just go. He's going, should we go slow and steady, mate? Just slow and steady. And I'm trying to show him stuff on my phone. He's like, and I'll catch a wave broadside. He's like, or I'll catch it at a funny angle and start surfing it at a funny angle. He's going, maybe we don't look at our phones right now. Maybe we concentrate. And I'm like, mate, it's fine. But we had to pump across the Scaries bank. And it was either if we went too far inside, it was pumping right up the beach and into like the side of Start. So we did a bit of a, if we went the long way around, it was just going to be horrible and uncomfortable. So we, at the last minute, we cut across and you could see them, these, where it comes up shallow on the top of the bank, they were like proper rolling over the top. And I ended up in the race. And for 5 minutes, it was just horrendous sat in that race. Popped out the other side. Once we got the other side of Solcombe, it was lovely. It was cold, but the sea state was amazing. So we stopped on one of the wrecks. I've actually fished it with, I was out with Crusader for the day and I caught a black spotted ray. And I didn't think it was very big, but Kev got particularly excited about that fish. Turned out it was actually a decent size for that one. I haven't done a lot of ray fishing, so. But yeah, we stopped, we did that. We did a couple of drifts. By the time we went to do the third drift, my hands were just numb.
Yeah.
I just said to Dave, this should go pub. So we went up and out with Joe Lynch and we went into Plymouth and we went to the pub. And yes. went back down to the boat Tuesday, had it lifted out. It's now sat down there. The wrap company are coming down early next week. So the Tuna Gear boat is having its full, you've seen the pictures of it.
I haven't, yeah. It looks fucking sick.
It's sick. It's taken a bit of designing to get it to that stage, to be honest. I was like, he was sending me all these ones and I'm sending out to me mates going, what do you think of this one? And I like this really garish one and everybody hated it. And I was like, oh, where do I go with it? So I ended up going out a little bit more subtle. Then of course the Suzuki thing came along as well. So we've gone back, added a load of Suzuki bits and pieces to it.
We will share it, but once it
comes up, we're actually going to film the whole thing. We're going to film the rap going on the boat.
Yeah. There's no denying what it is when you see it. I've seen it, and there's no denying what's going on. I mean, it's very you, Andy. I mean, it's very Tuna Gear.
It is very Tuna Gear. It's very, it's going to look good. It's going to look real good. And with those new pair of 140s on the back, I've got 135s on there at the moment.
I'm looking forward to the, because they've got the Suzuki's got that lean burn feature in them.
Matte black ones, are they?
They're not the matte blacks. Okay. The matte blacks, that's the stealth range. Off the top of my head, I know they do them in the 200. I'm still learning some of this Suzuki stuff. Last year I went to the Southampton boat show with Suzuki and spent 2 days on the stand because they had the Bluefin Tuner Association there. Steve Murphy was there. We had the Shimano simulator there and we were doing everything about tuna. So Will very kindly invited me up there and we had bars all over the stand. I think that's when my first interaction really happened with Suzuki. Got to meet a load of the team. Just super, super nice people. We're off. I'm away for most of April. I've got a big family holiday coming up. And then I'm off to La Gomera. Big game fishing. Nice. With a couple of the guys who I commercially tuna fish with. And so we're off to La Gomera. So basically, I'm only home for 6 days of April. I'm away holidaying the rest of the time, getting the holiday in before tuna season starts, basically. So I doubt the boat will be back in the water until I get back from that in May. And while I'm away, we were talking about this. I've got to ring him and tell him.
The podcast isn't stopping.
Yeah, the podcast won't start. Ben, the UK fish layer, has very kindly offered to stand in, and he will come and do Sunday sessions, and he will come. The guest, we got booked in.
And he's a good lad. And I mean, whenever I get to speak to him, it's always a laugh. He's one of those. Well, I said it before, like the previous reviews on our previous episodes. He's one of those guys that, even just generally talking, he's just fucking funny.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. I'm going to try and line up some of the Suzuki guys to get down here. I want to get the McHales on. I want to get Davey on. I want to get Big John down.
Big John will make a great episode.
Yeah. Big John's legit. Such a lovely guy. We've been chatting loads since the show. I'm super, super honoured to be asked. It wasn't something that I saw coming at all. Yes, I know the guys within the team. That's all thanks to Will, really. I didn't see it come in, and I'm super honoured to have been asked.
Testament to where the company's gone, man. So
really, 12 months ago. 12 months ago, 14 months. We launched in January last year, didn't we? Yeah, January last year. Before that, we had we'd done the Facebook thing for a while just to get it up in sort of, you know, just have a bit of a practice on social media. So, and it's blown up in 12 months and Suzuki have shown faith in me. I'm really looking forward to doing. What it's going to really free me up to do is the media side of things, because Aaron, our videographer, Aaron Barrett, he's also in the Suzuki fishing team. Me and him have now got big plans for filming this year. We're going to do, I want to make a movie, but like a legit, not like a YouTube video, without sounding condescending to people. Like there's, you could go and do a video where it's just bars going over the side and launching. I've got a whole different angle I want to go on it on. Real moody, big seas, big tuna. The Wild Sea Boys really inspire me with what they do. I was having a lot of conversations with Kieran and Liam at the Big One show, chatting backwards and forwards about what they do. Like you were in on some of the conversations. It was just like,
they do it right.
Yeah, they do it right. They inspire me. And at the same time, I don't want to copy what they're doing. No. But I look at their stuff and go, I want to do that, but I want to do it from my take. He's got his fishery down there. Ours is a little bit different up here. Although it's all tuna related, well, I want to put he's got that Newlyn take on things. I want to put that Torbay take on things. And whilst paying homage to some of the old things that used to happen back in the day, without giving too much away about what we're going to do. But we've already started.
Nice.
We've already put a big plan together. I've had voiceover actors sending in demos for the opening sequence of what we're trying to do. Because Aaron wanted me to use AI. I was like, I don't want to use AI. I want a real human, but I want a very specific age of human and voice of human that I want. There's websites you can go on. Never knew these places existed. You can type in, you get voiceover actors and you tell them what the project is and you tell them what you want them to say. And they will read you like the first paragraph of that. And they send you an email with the price of how much they charge. And then you get a sample of their voice. And the first one turned up sounding like Gandalf. And I was like, that wasn't quite. But it wasn't too far from what I was thinking. I probably had about 50 things come in. And they range from like £300 to £2,000. And they've probably got set up like this. Their own demo somewhere. Yeah. They just sit there and they talk. I was amazed by what you could actually find.
Well, that's cool. Something to look forward to, mate.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
We've also got a couple of things in the pipeline we can't mention quite just yet, but it's going to be really cool for everyone to see and watch. So, regards to this space here, so we don't want to say nothing too much.
Okay,
sweat, blood, and tears.
Yeah, I need to pull my finger out.
That will be announced soon. The last episode, the three of us were out in the warehouse, out here, manhandling that fucking gazebo around to try and fit it in the warehouse, and then being like, can we put it here? And it was twice the height of the ceiling, and we're tripping over stuff.
It worked.
So I mean, that's really cool, and that's going to be really exciting for everyone involved. It's going to be quite limited. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be beers involved.
Pizzas. Yeah. I'm going to put beers and pizzas on.
And we're saying no more, though, because we'll do a bit more about that in the coming weeks. But that's really cool. Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. If you like line dancing, it's not that.
Not for you, no.
Yeah, it's definitely not for you. apart from that, I haven't done any fishing. I've just been working on tuna gear stuff. It's just been, since we got back from that show, it took me a good week to sort myself out afterwards. And then, like, we've had the inquiries coming in. We've had, like, I've been juggling everything to bring different stocks in and all the rest of it. It's just been...
No, we have said it previously, I think, in my episode, I think. Just a massive thank you to everyone that came to the show. And it was fucking buzzing.
Yeah, it was. Blew my mind. I can't wait till next year, to be honest. We need to hurry up on the next one. Right. But yeah, that's my fishing, really. You won't hear from me, probably. You might hear from me one more time before I go away. And then I'll do a La Gomera debrief. I'm going to go after Amberjacks, Dentex. Nice. I think it might be a bit early for the Marlin. Although, Mordecai let it slip out the bag. No, he didn't. Simon let it slip out the bag that Mordecai, Don 130 and Simon were going to fly to La Gomera the day before I left and surprise me over there. So now I might have to have a conversation with Jess that 7 days might be becoming 10 days and I might stay and do a bit of fishing with those boys as well, because I don't want to miss out on that. So who knows what's going to happen. But yeah, anyway. How long have we been on?
Nice.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Guys, thank you for listening, as always. If you could hit the subscribe button, it's free. It will keep you up to date with everything that me and Danny waffle on about. I really hope you do enjoy this. We've enjoyed doing these new little short sessions.
Interact. If there's stuff you want to be shouted out, you want to get involved, shout us out. We'll happily talk about it on
here. Send me in. I say it on everyone. I want to see catch reports. I want to see what you're up to. If you want to come on, if there's somebody that you want us to talk to, they can message us through the Facebook, the Instagram. You can message me through the tunagear.co.uk website. Nice little plug. Drop us through YouTube itself. We pick messages up all over the place. There's even a phone number now on the website, which I would tell you, but I can't remember it off the top of my head because it's so new. You can even ring us if you want. We'll quite happily take your phone calls. I love talking to people, as you can tell by the amount of gassing I do on here. So...
Right.
I didn't take the piss out of you that much with this one.
You're quite kind, you ginger cunt.
Have you seen his hat? So I picked him up from the car earlier and I said, has your hat been in the tumble dryer? Because it shrunk. Like, I've never seen a hat that looks like that. It's like one of these, what are they called? You normally have a top knot. I had a top knot for a while. What are they called? Not yuppies, but anyway, you look like a bell end. So I think we'll finish it on that. Yeah. Hit the subscribe. It is free. And we will see you on the next one. Thank you.
Big ginger bastard.